This is Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. Resorts World Catskills Casino in Monticello reopened last week with 25% capacity limit and other restrictions after being closed since March because of the coronavirus pandemic. Here with an update on where Resorts World Catskill is Vice President of Government Affairs and Community Relations at Resorts World Catskills. We have Megan Taylor. Thank you so much for joining us, Megan.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
So how has this reopening process gone? Are folks coming back, and how is it working?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on. And I'm so excited to be able to talk to you today about our reopening, which, as you can imagine, we've been anxiously awaiting since we had to close our doors back on March 16th because of the COVID crisis. It seems like, you know, a very long time ago. But I have to say, and you know, in those past months, we really had a chance to work on a plan that integrates advanced health and safety protocols with luxury gaming and hospitality experiences that Resorts World Catskills has been known for. And, you know, I'm happy to report back that on September 9th, we had over 2,600 patrons celebrate our reopening day, where, you know, anywhere at our highest peak, we were about 570 people or so inside our facility, which we were still within our 25% max capacity rule. But as you can imagine, we were so excited to welcome those valued guests back to our beautiful Catskills property.
Right. And we spoke to one of your employees before this reopening, and she told us that she and her colleagues were anxious to get back to work. About half of your employees are back. Is that right? About 700 folks out of 1,400?
That's correct. That's correct. And we're continuing to reassess our staffing levels on a daily and sometimes hourly basis as we continue to reopen the entire facility. Because, you know, as many folks are aware, unfortunately, because of this phased reopening, we weren't able to open every single amenity that the property has to offer. So, you know, for example, we have limited food and beverage options right now for our guests. And quite frankly, we have to abide by state regulations because we're not allowed to serve food and beverage on the gaming floor. So as we continue to open up various parts of the property, we're really going to be looking forward to welcoming more of our employees back so we can get back to the full employment of 1,400 folks in the Catskills.
Of those who are back, how are they doing?
They're doing great. You know, I have to say it's so wonderful to be able to report back that not only our team members, but our guests are really abiding by the protocols and the safety requirements that we've put in place. And I think, you know, everyone is excited to be back at work. The feedback that we've been getting so far is that people feel safe. They feel informed about, you know, the protocols that are in place. They were trained properly. And, you know, everyone's just really excited to be back at that beautiful facility and have it continue to be an economic driver for not only the Sullivan County Catskills, but really the entire region.
Can you give us an idea of what some of those protocols are like? Like in an example of like somebody sitting down to play a specific game or something, like what can people expect?
Absolutely. So just before we even get to the table games, as folks walk into our property, they're going to be going through a non-invasive thermal screen where we would identify any potential individual that had a temperature of 100.4 degrees or above, and those individuals would not be permitted into the facility. In addition to that, everyone is required to wear a mask, and we've installed over 200 hand sanitizing stations throughout the entire facility and the gaming floor to ensure for continued hand washing, not only again for guests, but for team members. And then as you sit down at the table, it's going to look a little bit different than what it did, you know, in pre-COVID-19. But there is plexiglass dividers in between our dealers and our patrons, and then individually in between the patrons themselves. So folks are really protected. There's hand sanitizer at each of the stations at the table games. And there's also plexiglass dividers in between select slot machines as well to ensure that we're really abiding by that 6 feet social distancing.
Wow. All right. And there's some table games that have been allowed to reopen and some that haven't. Do you expect that to change? What can people do and not do?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a great question. And I know there was a little bit of confusion in the beginning, but we did, we actually had table games open on the 9th, but it was later in the day. So those folks that did have, you know, were able to visit us first thing may not have been able to take advantage of them, but I'm happy to say that we have a number of live table games available now. So we have blackjack, baccarat, three card poker, let it ride, Caribbean stud, you know, Pai Gow tiles, ultimate Texas Hold'em, and a few others. The main games that are not available for play right now are craps and roulette. And until further approval from the New York State Gaming Commission, we're not going to be permitted to open those games. But we're actively working with the Gaming Commission. They've been great partners through this entire, you know, this entire reopening process. And we're hopeful that we'll be able to put the protocols in place to allow those games to reopen in the near future. So, you know, Jason, we have about 42 of our games or 42 available games right now for play. So ample opportunity for folks to take advantage of our live table games at the Catskill.
Right. And the two that you gave examples of the sorts of things that can't reopen, I guess that makes sense from the state's perspective because those are both something like roulette. People gather around. People gather shoulder to shoulder, sometimes just to watch what's happening.
That's true. They, you know, those two games are known to attract crowds, right? Not just the patrons, not just the players themselves. And then in addition to that, you know, we're still working through extensive protocols on chip sanitization. And those two games also just pose, you know, complicating factors when it comes to pooling chips together and what have you. So there's a still, you know, this is a learning process for everybody, as you can imagine. And I think it's not only in the casino and gaming industry, right, but across all of these various industries that are reopening in a very different environment post-COVID. We're going to continue to work with the Gaming Commission on that. And really, I think we'll be able to get to a solution rather quickly.
Okay, we got just about 30 seconds here, and I guess my last question is, do you have any concerns as we head into the colder months, traditionally flu season and the winter? Are you feeling confident that you'll be able to still remain open?
You know, I do. I feel very confident. I think our team members are doing a fantastic job. I think our guests are like I said, following all the protocols and guidelines. We have a wonderfully enhanced HVAC system in the Catskills where there's 0%, we have 100% fresh air, no recirculation of air, upgraded all of our filters to MERV 15 in-hospital grade filters. So I'm confident that we have the infrastructure in place to allow us to get through the winter months and really ride out this storm, you know, with our valued guests being on site.
Okay, well, I want to thank you so much for talking to us. Megan Taylor, Vice President of Government Affairs, Community Relations at Resorts World Catskills. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
This is Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. 30 years of public radio for the Catskills in Northeast Pennsylvania.